The following is a lecture from the Invocation to the Sri Ishupanishad, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
It's on page 12, it's in, almost in the middle, the second part. The universe has its own time, fixed by the energy of the complete whole. And when that time is complete, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete.
Yes. Everything in this material world, it has got a fixed time. And within that fixed time, there are six kinds of changes. First birth, then growth, then to stay, then to produce byproduct, then dwindling and vanish. This is the law of material nature. This flower takes birth just like a bird, then grows, then it stays for 2-3 days, then it produces a seed, byproduct, then dries up gradually, then fades. You sit down like this. So, this is called sarobikar, six kinds of changes. So you cannot stop this by your so-called material science. No. This is avidya. People are trying to save themselves and sometimes talking foolishly that by scientific knowledge man will be immortal. The Russians say like that. So this is avidya, ignorance. You cannot stop the process of the material laws. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Devi jesa agunamai mama maya durutthaya. The process of material nature, which is composed of three qualities, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, Triguna. Another meaning of guna is rope. Just like you have seen rope, twisted in three processes. First of all, thin rope, then three of them they are rolled, then again three of them rolled, then again three, it becomes very strong. So these three qualities, sattva, raja, tamaguna, they are mixed up. Again, they produce some byproduct, again mixed up. In this way, 81 times they are twisted. So guna mai maya, so it's binding more and more. So you cannot get out of this binding of this material world, binding. So, therefore it is called apavarga. This process of Krishna consciousness means nullifying the pavarga process. Yesterday I was explaining what is this pavarga. So, Gargamani, this pa varga means the line of the alphabet pa. You know, those who have studied this Devanagari, there are Devanagari alphabets, ka, kha, ga, gha, va, cha, cha, ja, jha, ya, in this way, five set, one line. Then comes the fifth set, comes pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. So this pa varga means Four. First of all, four. Four means parabhav, defeat. Everyone is trying, struggling very hard to survive, but defeat. This is first power. Power means parava. And then, power means senil. Just like horse, when working very hard, they will find some foams coming out of the mouth. We sometimes also, when we are very tired after working very hard, the tongue becomes dry and some foam comes. So everyone is working very hard for sense gratification, but defeat. The four and bo means this bondage. So first four, second four, then bondage, third, then bo. Bo means bhiti, fearfulness. And then mo. Mo means mrityu or death. So this Krishna conscious process is apavarga. Apa means none. Pavarga, these are the symptoms of this material world. And when you add this word a, apavarga, that means it is nullified. So, you can sit down. This apavarga bortmani. Our Krishna consciousness movement is the path of apavarga, nullifying these pavargas. Satang prasangat mama bija sangriga bhavanti itkanna rasayana katha tad jusanat asu apavarga vartmani sadhya bhakti rani kramishyati. Satang prasanga, this discussion, this is called satang prasanga. Discussion, just like there are many conferences, assembly, they have got different types of talks. Just like we are discussing last week, Srutubhyani Rajendra, Apasattam Atmatattam Grihesu Grihamedina. Discussion. Those who are blind for self-realization, they do not take care. They have got many things to discuss. But so far, Krishna conscious people are concerned, their subject matter of discussion is one, apavarga vartmani, the path of disintegration. So how it is happened? Satang prasanga. When you form this society, Krishna conscious society, and you discuss about this apavarga from the authoritative literature, just we are doing, then it becomes releasable. You cannot discuss all these things with a storekeeper. And that will be not releasable. Satang prasanga, among the devotees. If you take this Ishopanishad and you ask one butcher or a man like that, say, come on, we shall discuss. He'll throw away. The other day we are coming on this Venice Boulevard. Gargoni gave one card to a boy. You remember? He immediately threw away. They have no taste. So you cannot discuss all this transcendental knowledge with this demons. Satan prasanga. Therefore you have to discard. Therefore you are opening so many centers. The people may take advantage of this society. Because anywhere else he will not have the opportunity. His life is being spoiled. The modern civilization is like that. It is a killing civilization. Atmahanojana. All these people are killing themselves. Because they do not know what is life. Simply like animals are living, that the animal does not know what is life, but he is under the laws of nature, evolution going on. But when you get this human form of life, there is responsibility. You have to chart out. There is a chance you can become Krishna conscious and make your life solve all problems. If not, then again go to the cycle of birth and death again. 8,400,000. It will take many, many millions of years again to come back. Just like the sun sign, you see after 24 hours morning. I mean, everything is a process. So if you lose this opportunity of elevating yourself, then again you come to the process. Nature's law is very strong. Devidhi sagunami. The sooner you surrender to Krishna, māmi vaja prapadnante māyāmi tāṅ tarantite. Such person is able to overcome this process of material nature. So here it is said, the universe has its own time, fixed by the energy of the complete whole. Universe is also a big, gigantic body, material body, that's all. Just like your body, everything is relative. Modern science, the law of relativity. An atom, a small particle, a small ant. So it has got a relative life. You have got relative life. Similarly, this gigantic body, it may be many millions of years, this universe will exist, but it will not exist forever. That is a fact. Because it is very gigantic, therefore it may remain for some millions of years, but it will end. That is the law of nature. And when that time is complete, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete. The supreme complete, when your time will be complete, no more are in this body, nobody can change. The arrangement is so strong. You cannot say, let me remain. Actually it happens. When I was in India, Allahabad, one of our known friend, he was a very rich man. So he was dying. So he was requesting the doctor, can you not give me at least 4 years to live? I have got some plan, you see. I could not finish it. Asa-pasa-sati-vadhyā. This is demonic. Everyone thinks that, oh, I have to do this. No. The doctors or doctor's fathers or his father, no scientist can check. Oh, no, sir. No 4 years, not even 4 minutes. You have to go immediately. This is the law. So, before that moment comes, one should be very dexterous to realize Krishna consciousness. Turnam jateta. Turnam means very swiftly, very quickly, you should realize Krishna consciousness. Anumatya Patita Java. Next, before the death, next death comes, you must finish your business. That is intelligence. Otherwise, defeat. Thank you.